the interview with Larry Murray.
One other factor which had real bearing upon our ability to finance was inflation. And this dictated an urgency on our part to move as rapidly as we could, because inflation was eroding the value of the money that we would have available. Inflation during that period of time was running probably 7-8% and went up to as high as 12% in the decade between 61 and 2, and 71 and 2, and then on further into the 70s. And this meant that your fixed supply of money was shrinking in terms of its actual value in the marketplace each year that things got delayed. So if we contemplated that we could build certain sections of Stony Brook in a given period of time with an all-out drive to do so, and we missed that target by a year, automatically the funds that we had set aside for that particular use were diminished by 10%, roughly, let's say. Well, you can't have very many of those 10% cutting into your funds. 10% a year for 3 years, it'd be 30%. 3 years was generally considered to be a very expeditious time from drawing board to completion of a building. I recall saying to the faculty on occasion that while I'm asking you your opinion of this, I don't really particularly care, because you're not going to be here when the building is ready. You're going to be gone somewhere else. And your successor is going to say to me, who was the idiot that had you do it that way? Well, if I'm going to be the idiot that's left, then I said, I probably better make the decision in the first place. But facetiously...
Well, I can think of our 1,100 seat main auditorium down at Stony Brook now, and everybody wishing it were larger.
These kinds of things had to be decided, and the time period was so important that I couldn't waste time waiting for answers. Many times we just look at this is what we're going to do, because it's really important to have something, and if we don't do it, if we delay, we're going to not have the money to do it, or we're going to be faced with an increased budget, and right away somebody's going to say, well, we were willing to spend $40 million in that direction, but we're not willing to spend 50. And that was a very important part of our concern. And it was a major problem we were combating all the time. And it used to be sometimes we were holding our breath to see architects' estimates of the cost of a facility vis-a-vis the contractor's estimates of what he's willing to build it for. And sometimes the architect estimates missed the boat significantly. And then we'd have to go back and cut something out. And then we'd have the chore of saying, well, maybe the architect's wrong. Maybe that is what it should cost. But maybe the bid is wrong. And maybe we're getting taken. And maybe we ought to reject the bids and go and bid it again. But then there were certain laws that applied to that sort of thing. So it was a constant juggling of one thing and another thing to come out with what seemed to be the best result. But that inflation did have a significant problem for us all along.
Steve struck me as being a can-do kind of chap.
Yeah, completely so. Yeah, completely so, Carl. He was an individual who, again, he was a fellow who knew academic world. He was a teacher of architecture and RPI. And yet, he also had a real down-to-earthness to him that sometimes was startling and problem-wise to Dorbell's probably maybe the paper. It's a problem-wise to the people who were working with him. But I'll tell you, his contribution to the university was immense.
Yeah.
Just immense. No question about it. And his ability to write through things was immense.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Larry.